nothing but empty words. As the Apostle Paul makes great pain to point out in chapters 1 and 2 of the book of Romans, the most basic and fundamental of all sins the immigrants living on this planet commit is that they are not thankful for the gift of being allowed to live on this beautiful, glorious cosmos that God has created. The very same cosmos that God so loved. And that is the important point that I'm asking us to remember today in regard to our duty to be God's earthly stewards. God still loves this world, this cosmos that we live in. He loves it so much that He sent His Son to die for it, to redeem it, and everything in it, including you and me. So in terms of how we think, how do you and I view and act toward this cosmos that God so loves? And in terms of our confession of sin this morning, this week, have you and I loved this cosmos with the same kind of attitude in which God loves it? To help us understand this idea of God's love for the cosmos, here's an illustration that I heard from Francis Schaeffer. When you walk, what goes through your mind when you walk down the sidewalk and you see the little lowly ant in front of you? Do you deliberately step on it just because you can? And by deliberately stepping on the ant, does it make you feel powerful? God, scum. Now, I'm not trying to say here that it's a sin to step on an ant while you walk down the street. Rather, my point is, if that ant is just doing what God created that ant to do, and it's just as easy for you to step beside the ant as it is to step on the ant, what do you naturally choose? What naturally goes through your mind? What do you think about? What's going on up here in terms of this cosmos that God created? Have we trained ourselves to treat the race of the ants the same way that God has an attitude and treats the race of the ants? Now, I'm not suggesting you stop and have a philosophical discussion with yourself before you take your next step down the sidewalk. No, what we're talking about this morning is the condition and attitude of our heart as we view and come into contact with all the different elements of God's cosmos. Just to be clear here, if there are ants or flies in my kitchen, I kill them. All of them. And my wife blesses me for it. Those critters don't belong there. I have both the right and the duty as God's steward to keep the critters out of the places where they do not belong. That's just one part of my job as God's steward over this cosmos. It's just like pulling weeds out of the garden. They're in the wrong place at the wrong time. God gave us the freedom to kill the ant or to spare the ant. But the point is this. We must ask ourselves, when it comes to the ant or pulling the weeds out of our garden, or however we treat this cosmos that God so loves, are we making the choices that are the right choices, not from our perspective, but from God's perspective, who loves the cosmos? Sometimes we treat God's cosmos selfishly. It's not ours. That's a sin. Sometimes we're not being selfish. Rather, we're just acting ignorantly. We're just wrong in the handling of God's creation. That's a sin, too. So then, based upon this understanding of the cosmos in John 3:16, will you bow your heads with me and personally, quietly, confess our sin as the body of Christ in terms of our attitude of whether we love and care for and respect God's cosmos, His good earth, in the way that God requires of us, and then I will close in prayer. Holy Father, Your word says that the kingdoms of this world, this cosmos, have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever. And so then in worship, along with the 24 elders in heaven, we give You thanks, O Lord God Almighty, the One who is and who was and is to come, because You have taken Your great power and You've reigned. The nations were angry, and the time of Your wrath has come. that you should reward your servants, prophets, and the saints, and those who fear your name, small and great, and that you, O God, should destroy those who destroy the earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.